Waves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Tennis star Novak Djokovic reclaimed his U.S. Open crown tonight in Queens.
Game, set, match, Djokovic.
Don't let the straight set score fool you. In a highly competitive match, Novak Djokovic left everything on the court to defeat Daniil Medvedev and collect his fourth U.S. Open title.
I'm really living my childhood dream, you know, to compete the highest level in the sport that has given me and my family so much.
Djokovic battled past Medvedev 6-3, 7-6, 6-3 to capture his record-tying 24th Grand Slam title. And at the age of 36, he becomes the oldest player to ever win the U.S. Open. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News, New York.
After weeks of criticism and calls for him to quit, Spanish Soccer Federation President Luis Rubiales has resigned over that unsolicited World Cup kiss. Reporter Ben Jacobs.
He stood up very publicly and riled a lot of people by saying not once but three times that he would not quit. He didn't see anything wrong somehow with his actions, even though they were public and there for everybody to see.
Rubiales still faces criminal assault charges. Search and rescue efforts continue in Morocco, where CBS's Chris Livesay tells us people are still terrified of another hard hit.
In cities like Marrakesh and its famed Casbah, medieval buildings that have stood for a millennium could topple at any moment, if they haven't already. Fearful of the aftershocks, tourists are among the distressed.
Everything started moving and pictures started moving, and so we just grabbed some clothes.
But locals like these, now homeless, have nowhere else to go but the street.
More than 2,100 people have died there. That number is expected to rise. New COVID booster shots could be available this week as cases and hospitalizations continue rising. CBS's Elise Preston.
Many insurance providers are no longer covering the cost of home tests. And for those without insurance, the CDC continues to operate 10,000 testing sites.
A town in New York's honoring those who died on 9/11. Odyssey New York reporter Roger Stern is on Long Island.
Rocco A. Medaglia. Kevin J. Murphy.
Long Island Congressman Nick LaLota reading the names of some of Huntington's victims. Town Supervisor Ed Smith.
I was friends with quite a few of them. The loss never goes away, and you remember it like it was yesterday.
Huntington lost 43 citizens, including 5 firefighters and 2 police officers.
About 3,000 people died in the terror attacks. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, Wisconsin handcrafted hard rock, metal, and punk until midnight. I'm Jimmy Kay. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all. Connect with them now at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. We have a lot to get to tonight in Heavy, including details about the Max Inc. Concert Showcase happening at the Dark Star Art Bar next week. We'll get to that right after a double dip of the Vipers. Johnny's gonna die. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Everybody tells me that Johnny is hot, but Johnny needs something. He just Johnny always needs a little more than he shoots. He's standing on a beach, but you can't see no lake. He's got friends that got no guts. He's got friends that never ache. Well, I guess in New York City, things are coolest when it's dark. There's one sure way, Johnny, to leave a mark. Johnny's gonna die.
Trash for that away, cause it's time to crash. Find the door or find the floor. This ain't a party anymore.
Kicking off Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of the Vipers. That is The Party Is Over. Johnny's Gonna Die before that. Both of those tracks off the 2011 demo EP from The Vipers. Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 presents the Max Inc. Radio Concert Showcase happening Saturday, September 16th at the Dark Star Art Bar here in Madison, featuring Sky Urchin, The Vipers, and the debut of Peacemaker. Plus, I'll be broadcasting live in front of people. I can't wait. At the Dark Star Art Bar from 6 to 9 p.m. I hope you can come down and join us. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated. Three Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and that brand new store they have on Gammon Road by Woodman's West. Now offering local delivery too. Shop online at herbalaspect.com. It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Showcase at the Dark Star Art Bar in Madison next Saturday, the 16th. It's presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Coming up in the big show tonight, we have a chat with Bach from Abaddon's End. Plus, we'll have a chat with Nick from Sabotage and Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Right now, it's Sky Urchin and their song, Co Alone. Brand new music from Sky Urchin on Max Inc. Heavy.
To Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heavy on Civic Media, that's Bon Scorpion and their latest release, Euphoria Rising. I love that song. Queen of Dreams before that with The Blank Page. Queen of Dreams next show is at the Crucible on Sunday, October 8th with Smoke Free Home and Force Field. I also threw in some Sky Road Fly in that set just to keep you honest. Sky Urchin used to be Sky Road Fly. See what I did there? We heard Drift King from their 2013 Head Out of Your Mind album. We're going to talk with Bach from Abaddon's End in just a couple of minutes. They have a lot of stuff happening. We're going to hear all about it right after we play some requested music from Casper. He called the show last week, wanted to hear some Not Dead Yet. I'm going to satisfy that request right now. It's Wasted. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's a Max Inc. concert showcase. Hey all, Jimmy K here. Join me as I broadcast live from the Dark Star Art Bar in Madison, Saturday, September 16th, 6 to 9 p.m. Then at 9, we rock with Sky Urchin, The Vipers, and the debut of Peacemaker. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated at herbalaspect.com. The Max Inc. concert showcase, Saturday, September 16th at the Dark Star Art Bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group. And movetomadison.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Talk about state and local politics, but in a fun, innovative, and uncomplicated way. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride. Weekdays from 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Make sure you stick around. We got Essential Last Crack coming up at 11 o'clock tonight. Plus, we're going to talk with Nick from the band Sabotage in the 11 o'clock hour. But right now, we have Bach from Abaddon's End on the phone with us right now. Bach, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me. This is wonderful.
Yeah, man, for sure. First of all, your name, man, it's Adam. How do you pronounce the official last name?
Liebersbach. The name turned to Bach because I had 13 Adams in a class of 130 people. And then I was also in choir, so the Bach name stuck.
I think it was good to shorten that to Bach, especially for my sake here. Hey, Bach, congratulations on the brand new single. We're going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes from Abaddon's End. Steve and Carl, they're founders of the band. When did you join the band and how did that story go?
Steve and Kyle have been playing together for about 30 years. They started this band about 5-6 years ago. They had they went through some members. Tim joined in December, and then I joined 2 weeks after Tim. We got the ball rolling. We had 4 songs by January. Then we went to the studio the 1st of February. We recorded Absent and Adolescence, and then we wrote 15 more songs in the next 6 months.
Wow. Where did all that songwriting inspiration come from?
Well, you see, Tim was in Go Play God. Kyle and Steve were in many bands in the past, and when we get together, we just start writing. And what we like to do is those guys will start writing something. I'll sing a melody to it, then I'll take it home and I'll listen to it for probably about 50 times before I even start writing a melody or lyrics to it. I like to get the feel of the music before I put words to it. But yeah, those guys, they're so talented, and they've got so much history with music that when we get together, it just starts rolling.
That's interesting. We've talked to other bands where the vocalist or the songwriter will actually bring lyrics to the band, and the band will kind of craft a song around that. In your case, or at Baden's End's case, it sounds like it's just the opposite, where the band gives you riffs and you create lyrics around that.
Yep, I like to get a meaning from what the guitars and everything are sending me. Tim will actually send me a lot of these songs in acoustic, and I'll get a whole feeling with it acoustically, and I'll write the chorus first and then build out from there.
That's amazing. Bach from Abaddon's End is joining us here on the phone. We're going to hear the new single here in just a couple of minutes. Bach, you and the band members have been in the Madison music scene playing around Wisconsin for years. Do you ever think maybe 20 years ago you would be in this position right now with this band ready to strike?
No, I did not. Actually, about 20 years ago, I had moved to Nebraska for 6 years with some friends. And then I moved back up to northern Minnesota, came back to the area, and I was actually out of music for about 10 years. I seen this post on Facebook saying they were looking for a vocalist, and I thought to myself, you know what? I've always had this dream. I better give this a shot. I showed up, did the interview. While the guys were doing an audition with another vocalist, I went in the car and wrote the first song that we did together. I came back in, sang that song, wrote the second song, came back that weekend. They went outside, had a meeting, came back in and said, we called the rest of the vocalists off for the second interview you're in.
How could they say no? I mean, you're writing songs right on the spot for the audition, man.
I was ready. It had been a long time for me, and I had a lot to say, so.
What's the craziest show that you've done so far, either with Abaddon's End or previous projects? Just the definition of crazy is up to you.
Right now, our craziest show we did was actually in Tolma at the Cantina 5, put on by Music in the Dark. We had a lot of people show up to that. There was a lot of energy. The crowd was into it. There was people singing the lyrics. And, you know, this song just came out in June. They were singing lyrics to other songs that we don't even have out yet. They've just seen us enough times to know the words. That was really cool. One of the other craziest shows I did, I actually did some hip-hop music with Ebabs, a producer down in Omaha, Nebraska, where I was kind of doing some screaming and some singing stuff over hip-hop. And so I was put into this hip-hop show, and I actually got a really good feedback from that. That was really different for me, so that was cool too.
Do you plan on incorporating any type of raps or rhymes in Abaddon's End's music?
Well, see, Tim and I are really into Bad Omens, and he does kind of that flowy kind of stuff to it. So we've flirted with the idea. Like I said, I like to hear what the music is telling me. I don't like to try to force things into it. So if the opportunity comes up, we'll definitely try to do something like that.
Bach from Abaddon's End is with us right now here on Max Inc. Heavy. The new song is mighty. It's really good. I've listened to Abaddon's End over the year, but with the changes in your band, the new music is really good. Let's talk about the new song, Absence and Adolescence. What is the message of this song?
This message is really personal for me, actually. My brother and I had a guardian of ours walk out when I was 11 years old, and it was about me going through that struggle, just life, you know, as a being a teenager and not being able to trust people because one of the people you trusted the most walked out on you, watching what my brother went through. But then it's also with our evolution of life, the influences we had around us that made us who we are. My brother and I both have adopted sons from our wives, and we love them to death, and we've both grown into awesome fathers and men with the harsh background that we had. It's a message to me, to younger people, that you're going through this right now, but learn from it. Learn from the others around you. Be open to others. Don't just put yourself in the shell. And it's also a message to, you know, maybe some guardians that are thinking about it. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
It's a great message. And in today's world, especially, this is the first song. And I'm sure you just told me that you have like 1,020 songs written, ready to go.
We got 15 songs that are written right now. One of them we actually put on the set list, and then we put it on the back burner because we started writing more stuff. I like to write real personal stuff. I wrote a song called Reminders. It's about losing somebody close to you. You wake up the next morning, the next day, week, months, you see things, you smell things, everything you touch, and all that just reminds you of the person you lost, and you just got to get up and keep moving on and face the new dawn. So that's one of the personal songs that I go to. And then we also got some songs about people that like to talk smack on the internet, but they don't like to step up and do things themselves. You know, we got some songs about relationships and being over it. And I like to keep things close to the heart when I write it.
I love keyboard warriors. They're the best people.
That's the name of the song, Keyboard Warriors.
No kidding. You're welcome.
Yep.
When can we expect the album? What's the plans? Happen in the studio soon or what?
We were in Madtown Mix Studios with Matt LaPlante. He did the mixing and mastering and recorded this song for us. He moved to North Carolina. Mm. So we wanted to match how good this song sounds. So we did a lot of research. And we know that people wanted to hear more, but we don't want to just give them a low quality. So we are actually going to Catamount Records in Cedar Rapids. They recorded the first album by Stone Sour, and Stone Sour was a huge inspiration to me when I was a kid, along with Slipknot. And so I am overwhelmed that we're going to Catamount Records, but we're going to be going there September 30th. Our plan is to hopefully have an EP out by the time about Christmas, New Year's.
Mm. Just in time for the new year, and that could be a stocking stuffer for all your fans.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Awesome. And the next show on the books that I see is Hellbash. That's September 23 in Ryo, Wisconsin. That's on the Maybash grounds. You've played Maybash before, right?
No, we haven't, actually.
Have.
We put in for it in February, but we just didn't have a long enough set list, or even, you know, our new band wasn't together even long enough to do that. And then we had booked a show in at Pine Cove, actually, on Castle Rock Lake, and we did a show there with Zamek and Apex Aura that day.
Nice. And then you're also going to be in Blanchardville. I didn't even know Blanchardville had live music down there. Is it the Hussy Bar in Blanchardville?
Yep, and that's October 14th with Fish Piston and Queen of Dreams. That starts at 8 p.m. It's a $5 cover. That'll be a lot of fun. We also got another show on the 28th. It's going to be a Halloween show at Kid Glove Harry's Prohibition Bar with Tendril, and that's going to be at 8 p.m. at 10 o'clock. And we'll have a big Halloween costume contest and have a lot of fun at that show as well. We're also doing October 7th. We're doing Battle of the Bands and the Cross at the Cavalier Theater. So there's 12 bands that are going to be battling it out, and then we got asked to come headline it. So we're not in the competition, but we're going to play after everybody's done competing.
Nice. Lacrosse is listening to us right now. What was the date and the venue for that show?
October 7th at the Cavalier. It'll be the Battle of the Bands.
Nice. And the show you mentioned before that, what city was that in?
The show I mentioned before that, that's in Viola.
Gotcha. All right. Very good. Bach, I can't thank you enough for the time. Congratulations on the new music. I can't wait for the full album or EP, whatever you're going to release around December. I'm thirsty for it. I can't wait for it.
We are very excited to share our music with the world.
Let's do some of Baden's End right now. Is Absence in Adolescence. Brand new music on Max Inc. Heavy Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new music from Abaddon's End right there. Absence in Adolescence on Max Inc. Heavy. Be sure to put that in your playlist on all the streaming networks out there and stop by and say hi to Abaddon's End next time you're out looking for a good show. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. We got Essential Last Crack coming up at 11 o'clock. And Nick from Sabotage is going to join us after 11:30 tonight. Right now, brand new music from Blame It On Kane. I love this tune. Turn it up real loud. It's a tuna. Blame It On Kane on Max Inc. Heavy Civic Media. We are local music.
Won't you always near? Will you believe in me? fan of Vicarious from 4 Aspen Morning.
And this is Andrew Davenport from 4 Aspen Morning.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
Look at the same TV shows, you're trying to say both, like you're all just clones. Thinking something special, thinking so unique, an individual just like everybody. I'm sitting in the corner without any money. My t-shirt, my jeans, and my poverty. Don't need a uniform to stop my home scene. We're headed to the edge of society. Right on!
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt. Every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFWH.